and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. John Wooden, the legendary UCLA championship coach, said, "Young people need role models, not critics." At a time of unprecedented demands dictated by the pace of society, much has been expected of young people. And the shaping of tomorrow's leaders fall on the shaping of many of today's athletes. Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers stated, "Life's battles don't often go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can." That, to me, is an expression of faith. Getting people, young people, to believe they can. And you know what? With God's help, they can. Whatever it is they have their heart set on, they can. Our guest today is a man who has invested his life in young people, a godly role model, and one who speaks hope and destiny into the hearts of young people. I want to let you know, we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show because of you. Because we believe with all our heart that it is in God's heart that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that you come into a personal relationship with Almighty God through faith in Jesus, regardless what you might be facing today, what challenge you might be that might be right in front of you. Maybe it's with a child, maybe it's with a young person, maybe it's at work, maybe it's with your business, maybe it's with a health challenge that you might have. But through that, Christ loves you and knows you, and he wants to have a personal relationship with you. Robert Helsham is the athletic director of Christian Academy. He is also the head coach for the Pac-5 intermediate football team, who under his leadership has experienced terrific success. He is married and the father of two sons. He's here to talk with us, heart to heart, about his experiences in shaping today's athletes as tomorrow's leaders. Robert, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Aloha, Pastor Danny.
So tell us, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised here in Kalihi. Went to Fern, to Kalakaua, and then eventually to Farrington.
A true Kalihi boy.
All the way.
All the way.
Just did the regular things that we did here at Kalihi. And there was no Xbox. There was none of those things around. And, just get up and, go to school. And then on the weekends, we just go outside and play. When the sun came up and when the streetlights came on, well, it was time for come home, and just really out there, just going having fun. And my dad was very instrumental in my life, and I love my mom. I really do love my mom, but my dad was the cook in a Samoan culture. it's the men that do the cooking, and. He was a great cook, and he showed me how to really take care of the house, take care of the family. His faults was that he was a drinker. He was an alcoholic. He would it was just something that he did, And my mom, she was a private nurse, and so, you know, we had a I guess kind of normal kind of thing growing up with my four brothers and sister, and we had a younger sister who passed away very early, and so I was the youngest, and I like to be called the youngest, not the baby, even mm-hmm. though I got mm-hmm. favor, mm-hmm. a lot of favor. He was always there, and even in the midst of his drinking, and so we grew up, and just, you know, I wasn't the greatest athlete, you know, by any stretch or form, but you know, I loved to play, mm-hmm. and I felt really when we were playing, there was that camaraderie that was built, you know, with the players. And And, you know, those coaches that we had before, I think they're doing their best. You know, mm-hmm. they tried their best in instilling, you know, positive values in us. And, you know, but it began at home. And my dad, in his limited education, which he dropped out in the fourth grade, he was born and raised in Western Samoa and then moved to American Samoa when he met my mom. And then I was the first one born here. The rest of my family was born in Samoa when they came over in 62. And so it was funny, you know. It's just growing up, the Western Samoan culture that was that British, that real proper speaking, and then, you know, yeah, the American Samoan, and, you know, some of them, you know, you had that big accent that, you know, everybody makes fun of and whatnot. So, you know, I had my family that spoke really nice on the Western side from my dad's side. He says, "Hello, Robert, you know, welcome," and, you know, put that in boot and all that. And then I'd have my mom's side and say, you know, "Brother Robert, come over here." And then so you had all this kind of thing going on. So it was fun. It was kind of confusing, but yeah, okay, I understood. And so, but I was a local boy. I was a local one that, you know, that was somehow always sheltered from the Samoan way, as far as, you know, the culture of all the fails, the work and everything. Because then, you know, all my brothers and my sister would have to do all that. And I was the one who got away with it. So that's why they called me the, you know, a baby. So, but it was all right. But, you know, growing up, it wasn't all that easy. We had that that culture that was gaining momentum, and that was that drugs. And, you know, mm-hmm. I was already in an alcoholic family, and so okay. I've seen it and grew up through it, and you know, unfortunately, you know, got to the point where I could, you know, nobody's home, and, you know, took a taste of it, and yeah, was junk, you know, didn't taste that well. But everybody was doing it, so I thought, you know, it was something I had to kind of get accustomed to. So growing up through it, by the time I got to high school at Farrington, you know, I was already had done all the different drugs, you know, with Pakalolo and with alcohol. And then by the end of my sophomore year, my dad, in his wisdom, which was really, really good, is he pulled me from Farrington and sent me to live with my eldest brother, who was in San Diego, and which is where I completed my my primary schooling. And that was the best thing.
What school was that in San Diego?
It was at Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel.
In Rancho Peñasquitas. And I didn't even know where that place was. So I went from just being in a class full of all the, you know, local and everybody, you know, black hair, I mean, just local style, to a classroom full of all these, I mean, howlies, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I was the only Samoan in the whole school, the only really Polynesian in the school. Oh, wow. And my pidgin was really, really, really strong, and they couldn't understand what I was saying at times as I, you know, when I was talking, and so I got into, you know, some fights, because just being, you know, misunderstood and not knowing.
You had a few scuffles.
Small guy. And so the dean pulled me aside and said, "You know what? I think you need to go play some football. You need to go out there and you know, play there." And so I said, "Okay, you know, at least
were
I can
do
something."
Were you playing at Farrington?
I actually went out for Farrington JV in my sophomore year. Went out for practice, But the week prior, I was hospitalized with the mumps. So at about 15, I was 15, I got hospitalized with the mumps and never knew you could get sick like that. And but I tried to go out like the couple days after and I wasn't in any shape and so I was all boss. And so So it didn't work out, you know. But on that team, you know, coming up was Peter Noga was with me and Nathan Aviao. And right behind us was Little Alapati, you know, Al Noga. And so, you know, it was, you know, legendary names now, you know. So, but I ended up playing in San Diego and graduated out there. And I actually got a letter. And this is how really kind of, I guess, sheltered I really was from Eastern Kentucky. First of all, I was like, where's Kentucky? I was just like, nah, it's okay. I didn't want to go. I wanted to come home. So I came home after that, you know, but, you know, just, I really, had really no focus and what I wanted to do. I just knew, okay, after high school, I'm going to go back to Hawaii and, you know, miss all my friends, come back, you know, cause my heart was still here. And, my dad was happy, you know. I actually graduated with a B average, you know. So I was surprised too.
And your speech, your communication, your English language, you got more refined too.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yeah. So I had to learn that as well, you know. But it was good fun, you know. It was a good experience, you know, out there. And then came home and, you know, enrolled at KCC when they were still at McKinley. Remember McKinley? And majored in fun. So, you know, that didn't last too long and had no discipline. And
they should give a degree for fun.
They should. Because, you know, especially for us who come back.
We'd all get advanced degrees in
we'd be PhDs. You know, that was good fun. But after that, just went and tried to work and, you know, realized that, you know what, I need some discipline. And so I joined the military.
You know, when you look at the path, and we hear the path of a person's life, there's always these points of connection. I know just like when you're talking, you mentioned Kalihi. You talk about sports, you talk about moving, you talk about some, you know, getting into scuffles. I mean, there are opportunities for us to connect. I can relate with that, with what Robert is saying here, with what you went through there. And through it all, part of the beauty and amazement of what I see and what people can see is that through it all, there is a purpose. There's an order in what we think is just orderless and oftentimes meaningless. And it's hard to imagine that there isn't somebody today that's listening who is in a place of living with a question mark that's just emblazoned in the forefront of their mind and throbbing in their heart. The question of, why am I going through this right now? Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? Why did this have to happen to me at this particular time when I didn't expect it and I didn't even want it? Or even, I thought I went all out. And it seems like, at least the way I feel right now, my best wasn't good enough. Well, if you're relating with any one of those feelings, just as you listen to Coach Robert Helsham, he's here because the Lord has a word of hope and encouragement for you. And when we come back from our break, he's going to share even more about now his experiences in the military and what God taught him through that. And even more so, in his journey of faith, how he came into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and how Christ has made all the difference in the world for him, and now in the lives of many young people. you know, what God can do in the life of Coach Robert Helsham, he can do in your life too. And just like he worked in a timely way, he's working in a timely way for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Coach Robert Helsham. Coach Robert Helsham is the athletic director at Christian Academy. He's also the head football coach for the Pac-5 intermediate team under his leadership and his staff. The Pac-5 football program has experienced significant success. And really, what is in his heart is the heart of young people and the shaping of young men and women for the future. Now, they would fulfill the purpose of God. And I think there's a great gnawing yearning in the hearts of young people today for leadership. And the Lord has put Robert Helsham into their lives and allowed them, their lives to interface, as it were, at a critical time in their lives for him to have the kind of influence that he's had. Now, you might be just joining us as we've come back from our break and you're thinking, man, how can I get the rest of this show? I want to hear more about what he went through in the early years of his life. Well, you can get the whole show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Invite a family member or a friend to check it out as well. I want to remind you that the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a listener-supported program. Our partners are very important to us. We have a list of corporate and church partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org and also other ways in which you could join in with us. Perhaps the Lord speaks to you on your heart and says, hey, and you might be thinking, I'd like to partner with Danny and his guests. You can do so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab, and we have more information there for you. And it's because of partners like Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon, that allows Coach Robert Helsham to be with us today. Coach, you talked about, before I break, you were talking about your journey. You graduated from high school in San Diego, but you're really a local boy, Kalihi boy. And you came back, and then you talked about the military. Tell us what happened.
Well, quickly, I enlisted into the United States Army as an armored crewman. And, you know, God has a sense of humor because as an armored crewman, my basic training was at Fort Knox, Kentucky. So he answered my question as far as where Kentucky was. Remember, yeah. I tell you about that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up in there. And from there, I ended up going to Europe and did all my my term up there in Europe. And I had a great time in there. You know, there were a lot of incidents that now as I look back at it, that, you know, God had his hand on that. From you know, near accidents, near fatal training accidents, as we prepared for Desert Shield, mm-hmm. and then all the movement of the big vehicles and whatnot. So I know I can look back that His grace and mercy was truly with me during that time. So as I returned from the military, from Europe, from Germany to California, and worked out there as well at NTC. Until my term had ended, that's where I met my wife, Christina, and we got together, and she was a very strong Catholic girl, and my upbringing as far as church was that my grandfather was a reverend at a Samoan church in Malailoa. And so, you know, we would go to church, but, you know, as growing up, going to Wanoa Church, I would, as a young boy, kind of run out as soon as church began, and then, you know, come back in when the church service was ending, and hopefully my parents didn't know that was gone, but they did. So, you know, that was pretty much that, but I remember my wife, and we got married out there in San Diego, and had a and actually won a contest with Hawaiian Air to fly to Hawaii for $69 round trip. Now that was God's hand working. So brought my wife here for the first time as on our first vacation. We married in 92, and so this was at 96. So about 4 years later. So we came here, and she's never been to Hawaii, and she made this comment while we were here, like, "Wow, this is beautiful. I wouldn't mind moving here." And it was off of that comment I says, "You sure?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay." From that, that's how we came back here in February of 97. Now, we got back here and just didn't know how God's hand was just moving, and I still didn't know the Lord. And so on February 97, we arrived back in Hawaii, and no job. We got back here and no plan. But God had a plan, and so I applied at the state and actually got hired a week later working at Samsung as a store manager down in Keaomoku, because my background, I had since graduated and got a degree in engineering from ITT as an electronic engineer, and so I was working there. And then I got hired by the state in May, so I was working for the state of Hawaii. And so as we fast forward to 98, by then I was back in my full-on drinking, the party, you know, Friday night, you know, Pauhana, you go and drink and just, you know, just have fun with the family. And it was a weekly thing, if not a daily thing at some time. And my wife never pressed upon me or pressured me, goes, you know, can we go to church or anything like that? And she would just say, you know, it'd be nice if we can go to church. And I say, oh, yeah. You know, just go. Let's, you know, come drink with us. But she didn't drink. She didn't smoke. She didn't do any of those things. And by now, my sons are 4 and 2 when we're here. And then we got into, or 5 and 3 by then. And Easter was coming up, Easter 98. And as in the middle of my partying with my brothers and family, you know, a thought popped in my head, you know, what if I just took my family to church on Easter? You know, I'd be clear to Christmas, you know, that would satisfy that. And that's the idea that popped in my head, but I didn't inform her or anything. That's what we're going to do. And So that Saturday night, you know, just kept. I think I usually finished up about 2 o'clock, you know, in the morning, and by then they were asleep. And when I went to bed, and I popped up, I woke up, and I say, you know, oh, that's right, I had this plan. Yeah, I'm going to take them to church. And I figured they start about 10 o'clock. I didn't know. So I got up, showered, and then I went to wake up my wife and say, hey, get up. And she goes, what? Get up. You said you want to go to church. Let's go. I'm dressed. Let's go. You know, if you don't get up now, I'm going to change my mind. Then she asked the ultimate question. She goes, well, which church are we going to? Wow, I had no answer. I was like, oh. Which church are we going to go to? Okay, so I have to think real quick. But since we're Kaiser members right there, I said, well, there's a church in Red Hill. So we go to the, just go to the church next to Red Hill, next to Kaiser. She goes, okay. And that church could have been whatever it was. I mean, it could have been Jehovah's Witness. It could have been whatever. But we're going to go to that church because I didn't think it through. So we ended up there. It was the First Assembly of God. And we pulled in there, and they were friendly, walked in there and took us and dropped the kids off at the nursery, went into the sanctuary. And even the word sanctuary just had me kind of wondering, sanctuary, you know. Last time I heard that word was in that movie Logan's Run. You remember sanctuary? Like, wow. I mean, so that's where my mind was. It's kind of weird. But we went there, and, you know, it was a good service. And Pastor Cole spoke, and I cannot remember because my cologne was still – you know, Bud Light, and so, you know, just went through the motions, you know, and my plan was still, okay, you know, next week is Easter, so, you know, I'm going to take her to that. So it was the week before Easter, and take her to Easter, and went in there on Easter Sunday, you know, that'll be week two, walked in there, and sat there in the service. So by now, I think I got down, you know, drop off the kids here. And so I know the flow of things now. And so we just sit down and everybody's going, praise the Lord. I'm going, yeah. How's it? You know, and, you know, just was, they were just so loving. And they just sat there and during the announcements, I opened up the bulletin, and there were these classes being offered, and the announcements were going on, and it said, hey, you know, we have this monthly all-church work day. You know, we'd love for you guys to come out and help us out. And I looked around. I said, well, you know what? I could give one Saturday a month to help. But I looked at them both, and it says, you know, membership classes. So somehow, and it's the Holy Spirit speaking to me, says, you know what? But before we can help, I think we got to be members, because I don't think they want just anybody coming out. So, you know, I told my wife we're gonna go to this membership class. So what turned out to be just 2 weeks, this membership class was a 12-week class.
And you were talking about being a member,
right?
But you weren't even you didn't even make a decision for Christ or anything yet.
Nope, not yet.
Okay,
not yet. So this was Easter 98. So we started the class next week, the week after that. So that's week three, and by then it's March. It's March. So it's in April. And we're going to the classes and, you know, learning about the history and the background of First Assembly of God. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, doing that. By then, my wife had bought me a nice Bible. She had bought me a King James black leather bound Bible. Oh, it looks so good. And then now I really look the part. Now I can really look like I'm a Christian coming with a big Bible. And my pages were nice and crispy as I opened it up, you know. And I said, wow, my Bible looks nice. Anyway, then comes Mother's Day, 1998. And by then, I think we've been going for about 8 weeks now. And Pastor Cole is preaching a message about being hot or cold for Christ. And he says, you know, you either be hot or cold. If you lukewarm, I'll spew you out. I said, you know what? Spew, you know, spew and vomit. I'll vomit you out. You'd be like, vomit. And he was talking about you cannot live with one foot in the church and the other foot in the world and expect God's blessing to be upon you. And, you know, he was talking about people drinking and partying and stuff like that. And I looked at my wife and I said, what? Did you talk to him? You spoke to Pastor Cord. You told him about me, didn't you? And she goes, no. And I know she didn't, you know, but it began to penetrate my heart. The words were just hitting me, and I began to weep. And she asked me, what's wrong? She said, nothing. My eyes got sore. And but there was a Holy Spirit speaking in my heart. And he gave the altar call, and I ran forward. And I was at first service. I raised my hand. By then, I was just crying out to God, because I knew that this is what I needed. And he prayed over me. I accepted the Lord on Mother's Day 1998. Was slain in the Spirit. And since then, I've been serving him.
A true turning point. I mean, the way that you shared it. I mean, we come to Christ with all kinds of motives, all kinds of plans. I mean, he's given us these creative minds. And so there you are trying to say, you know, I'm gonna clear myself, bring the family to church, and then I'm clear till Christmas, you know. And then when you go, the Holy Spirit is there to touch you, to minister to you. You know, Coach, today the Holy Spirit is at work. The Spirit of God transcends space and time, and he's able to go right into the hearts of people, whether it's through radio waves or through the internet and through various means by which he can give comfort to someone. Maybe a point of conviction, like for you. And it's so personal. I like the way how you said, hey, did you talk to him about me? Did you talk to the pastor about me? How come he's speaking just like he's speaking directly to me? And, you know, as you share, someone listening might be thinking, who told him about my life? Who told him about what I'm going through? Well, it's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, who loves you and knows you, is wooing you and drawing you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, you know, this is a turning point, a new beginning for you. There you were, next to Kaiser Hospital, right there at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. And now you're the athletic director at the school of First Assembly of God Church. I want to find out what happened in the meantime. What happened in the gap? There's a gap for all of us. There's a gap for you. And that gap is when God is moving. It brings you to where you were, to where you are. A gap of where you can be. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss this with Coach Robert Helsham. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Coach Robert Helsham. Coach Helsham is the athletic director at Christian Academy. He's also the head football coach for the Pac-5 Wolfpack Intermediate football team. They've experienced a great deal of success and growth under his leadership, him and his great staff. Before our break, he was talking with us about his conversion experience there at First Assembly of God Church, right next to Kaiser Hospital. And how the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was working in his heart. As you tune in on our show, you might be thinking, well, I'd like to get the rest of it. You can go ahead and get the rest of the show and find out more about the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Thegoodlifehawaii.org. Coach, tell us, you came to Christ at church. Now you're the athletic director. What happened in between?
About 3 years after I gave my heart to Christ, within that time period, I've enrolled my two boys into Christian Academy, and they decided that they wanted to move forward in putting together an athletic program into the ILH, and then they invited me to come in and help that process. And by doing that process, I became the athletic director. So we went from at that point in time, the high school was 18 students from freshmen to seniors. So the first graduating class in 2002 was two.
That's a good student-teacher ratio.
That was very good. Very good student ratio. Now, today, we're about in the high school or middle school and high school, we're about 140. The whole school, I think we're at about 350 around there. A lot of growth. And, God has been so good and given us favor. And he had also already placed people in place as far as in the ILH and of influence, and that became very, very close friends. And that one of them was Joan Osai, Pastor Joan Osai. Mm-hmm. And in the coming together, some of the things that happened is we were able to introduce prayer into the ILH Athletic Directors meeting. Mm-hmm. And so that began a process of stepping out in boldness and sharing our faith. And also in the Athletic Directors Association, there is is Blaine Geisen, also, who is real influential as well. And so through that, as we grew, we knew it was more than just to be able to participate in athletics, but an opportunity to take it to the courts, to take it to the fields that we wear across our chest, Christian Academy. We are exactly who we stand for. We make no bones about it that, Christ is our first and foremost love, and out there, and we'll play with a level of excellence. And in those early years were a bit of a struggle as far as competing, but we did well, and we did so well that we just continued to grow from there. And as the program began to grow with Pac-5, how that came about is at one point where Life had their school, and there we had put together an intermediate football team under the leadership of Pastor Joe. And I was able to be part of that coaching staff under him as one of the offensive line coaches. And in watching his watching his leadership and learning from him as well. And it was very inspirational. And in fact, that was the year that the second year after being with him is when we took the intermediate championship for football. And that was an exciting time. And after that, Pac-5 decided to put together their own intermediate team. So Word Life would have to stand alone. And so that I had to move away from them and to go into the Pac-5. And by doing that, I was able to become an offensive line coach for the varsity under Coach Kip. And things were very different there. They were coaching from the old style. I mean, they didn't have really direction and any covering as far as any godly covering over that program. And at first I was apprehensive going, but Pastor Joe says, you know, God is sending you there, and I said, and then Pastor Cole said, yeah, you go out there and you do what God calls you to do. And so through that relationship building with Coach Kip and his staff, and he allowed the Holy Spirit's power just allow me to minister to the coaches. It changed the atmosphere. It began to change the atmosphere. Prayer was introduced into the team. Speaking about Jesus outright was being allowed to be shared. To the point where Coach Kip 2 years ago handed me the reins to the intermediate team because he liked what we were doing there together, and he wanted to see the continuity from the intermediate level. And so 2 years ago, he gave me the reins. So from that, it gave me an opportunity to now share and put together staff that is on fire for God, and we're all on the same page. And now with Pastor Joel back in with the varsity staff, that continuity is growing. giving us an opportunity to share Christ. And one of the things that we communicate to the athletes, the scholar athletes, is that everyone's got potential. Same as the gifting that God has given us. Everyone has a measure of faith, a measure of gift that's given to us. And it's limitless. But unless we realize what our purpose is, we can never fulfill our potential. So we're helping them to find their purpose, their God purpose. So when they know what their purpose is, that potential is limitless. And communicating that with them and helping them to understand that, because we look at these young ones as the future leaders of our communities.
How do you do that? How do you help facilitate a young person, a young scholar athlete, find their purpose?
Well, through the process of practice, through going and working with them in building that relationship with them. That's the biggest thing, is that they don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's so true, because if we were to put wins in front of them and says, you know, we're going to win this, we need to win this, you need to do this, you need to do that, but not trying to understand where they're coming from. Now, Pac-5 is a very unique situation where we have 13 schools coming in together, 13 different schools coming in together to one spot to gel a team together with from different values, different schools has different missions. And to bring them together, to help them focus, to say, okay, put that aside and now focus on the aspect of we're going to play together as football, is hard unless you're able to establish a relationship even with them. So, you know, one of the things that we've done through Coach Paul Brown was be able to put together a bonding event where we bring them together. We spend the day together, and it's a we do different challenges in building these events together to where they begin to mesh. Now, that given us also an opportunity to not only let the team, the teammates, the players come together, but also the parents. And when the parents can come together and there's agreement and we're able to minister to both the athletes and the parents, they begin a level of trust is given, mm-hmm. and they can receive, they can see our hearts, because we're very transparent. Yes. We've never hid who we are and what we stand for, and above all else, we're there for their sons, and we want to see them succeed more than just in the game of football, but also most in that game of life and their internal life as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, with that. That's with the athletics and as I took that position as the athletic director. I'm also the activities director, and back in 2003, there was a conference that we had, and there was a Camp Erdman, mm-hmm. Camp Mokli'iya. Camp Mokli'iya? Okay, so.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, so the closer, Mokli'iya. Yeah. And they had experienced some storms that kind of tore up their seawall, and they needed some help. And so I asked Pastor Miller at that time if we could take some of our junior and senior boys, because they were having during this particular time frame they were having this thing called Trips Week, where everybody in the school except the junior senior class, they went on these trips, but they were more educational trips to Big Island and different places, and so we went there, and that became our missions trip, and that was being able to go out and fix that seawall, but also minister to our junior senior boys in an environment where they were isolated. You know, we were there to do a service. We're mm-hmm. there to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, we spent a whole week fixing up that seawall during the day. But in the mornings, we'd have devotion. We'd work 8 to 3, and then we'd have a dinner, and then we'd have evening devotions. And that became the start of our missions week.
Wow.
In which we go annually now from the middle school to high school, from 6 to 12. Now mm-hmm. we venture out to the Big Island, Maui, Molokai. And, we want to eventually get out to Kauai and Lanai and work with the local churches out there.
So it's really grown. And I mean, I guess it stems out from the root of even when I asked the question about purpose. And these are on the mission week with Christian Academy, it's not just the athletes, right? It's
everybody.
It's everybody. Mm-hmm. So through the process of establishing that relationship, exemplifying the fact that in terms of building trust, people care about how much you care rather than just how much you know. Mm-hmm. You've built that relationship with the young people and have seen it time and again. Now you're doing it with the football team. And I think myself included, look so much at the externals of how I want my child to be, how I would want my child to behave, or sometimes it's even like perform, mm-hmm. Because then it'll make me look a certain way. It will reflect better on me as a parent, or maybe it just boosts me up mm-hmm. because my child represents me. But it's almost like saying to a player, I care more about winning than about you mm-hmm. and that you fulfill your purpose or your destiny and actually find your purpose, because you have so much potential. You just need to know your purpose. Mm-hmm. And I can see you doing that in your life, and it resounds within my own heart. There's something coming up at Christian Academy that they call it the Ohana Festival. When we come back from our break, Coach Robert Helsham, the athletic director at Christian Academy, and who is also the head football coach at Pac-5 Intermediates football team, will tell us about the Ohana Festival, give us some more details about it, how you can be involved. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from him. And purpose. I love that. Purpose. We all need to recalibrate, go back to the basics of purpose. And we need our young people to know their purpose. Because God has given us purpose. It's just a matter of discovering it. Coach Robert Helsham will help us a little bit more in our own lives and that of our young people. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Coach Robert Helsham. Coach Robert is the athletic director at Christian Academy. He's also the head football coach of the Pac-5 Wolfpack intermediate football team. They're experiencing some good success, some good progress under his leadership and that of his great staff, his coaching staff. He's among a talented group of people, Christian leaders there at Christian Academy, which is part of First Assembly of God with Pastor Clayton Cole. Before our break, he was sharing about the process of what God has been doing at the school and through his coaching career. You might be joining in the show and saying, "Hey, I'd like to catch more of the show." You might just caught a little bit of the last segment and you're listening right now. You can get the rest of the show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. A lot of people do that. They listen to the rest of the show or they catch the whole thing in its entirety. Because of time and time constraints, you know how our lives are. Some people even go further, though. As they listen to the show, they invite someone to listen in. And as that person listens in, it becomes an outreach tool for them. And as an outreach tool, they might say, you know, I want to make this available to even more people. They go to our partner section and they say, I want to join in and be a financial supporter of this program. The Good Life Hawaii is a listener-supported show, and you can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got just a few minutes left, but Coach, tell us about the Ohana Festival.
The Ohana Festival will be going on Saturday, September. Well, Yeah, Saturday. Now this Saturday coming up, and it's a fundraiser for the Christian Academy to help with the scholarships. About I'd say 80 to 90% of the graduates they go on to college, and so it's to help with their scholarships as well. So that's the main purpose of that. Be food, fun, games, and all that kind of stuff out there.
Stuff that people can enjoy, you know, food, fun, and games. You know of someone at Christian Academy? Related in some way, there's some kind of point of connection, you can, you're welcome to come and be a part of it. Help support the cause, help support you. You might not even have a direct connection, but you just want to support the cause. Just listening to Coach Robert Helsham, his heart, his vision, and you might say, you know, I want to add to that so that they can do more of the great work that they're doing. Coach Robert, a parting shot today. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's focus on a parent who might feel helpless, who might feel like a failure even. They've done what they could. They're maybe emotionally drained right now. But a word of hope to a parent.
You know, with that, a lot of times parents feel that they don't see the results in their children and on how they're behaving, and they face those challenges. And one of the things that got me through in my life is, and continues to do so, is Philippians 1:6, when it says, "He who began the good work in you shall complete it even to the day of Jesus Christ," knowing that He is the author and finisher of our faith, and that He will you continue to put your trust in Him and lean on our own understanding, and He will show the way. And all we call to do is to share, and is to plant. You know, plant that seed, plant the seed of love, plant the seed of trust, plant the seed of you know, that an agape love for our children. And He also says that, you know, you train the child in the way he must go, and when he grows old, he shall not depart from it. Mm-hmm. And so if we remain faithful, you know, he who is faithful shall remain faithful. Even when we become faithless, He remains faithful. So, you know, stay strong. Stay strong on your knees. Continue to pray, because God is faithful, and He'll help us through.
Coach, that's a good word, much needed word, very timely. Christian Academy Patriots. CAPatriots.org to find out more about Christian Academy. That's CAPatriots.org. They have their Ohana Festival coming up. And Coach Robert, it's been a blessing to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's a neat thing when somebody will come and just open up and share heart to heart. We need that. I need that. We need that in our lives. And you've been a very special blessing. And I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Robert Helsham. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired. To find out more about our church partners and corporate sponsors, corporate partners, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Robert Helsham. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll